The Flying Veal Chart Company, where life is good, dot, 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 and stuff. Okay, check, check, checking levels, checkity, check, check, checking levels. Okay, let's get started, let's get this thing rolling. Gotta make a podcast. Did I say let's get this thing rolling? Gotta make a podcast, gotta make a podcast, alright. Psych yourself out, okay? Ready? Pat on the back, pat on the back. Pat on the back, pat on the back, pat on the back, okay. Ready to make a podcast, ready to make a podcast, okay. Now, go.
Hello, this is Ed.
And this is Ethel.
From Chubb Creek, and you're listening to the Flying Wheelbarrow.
Ed, no, no.
What?
It's the Flying Veal Chart Company.
Ah, whatever.
Oh, Ed.
You hear that? Yes, that's right. That was Ed and Ethel over at ChubbCreek.com. Those guys are cool. Thanks, Chubb Creek, for the bumper. That was nice. Yeah, those were the guys over at Chubb Creek. What do you got, like Dave and Gary over there at the old Chubb Creek? Hey, guys. This is Chris at the Flying Veal Chart Company. And I just wanted to get something out. Get a little podcast going here. Talk to you a little bit. You know, mano y mano. You and me, baby. Yeah. So that's what I'm doing. And that's the show. Okay. That's about all I could do. Yeah. Okay, so let's see. What was I going to do here? So we heard Ed and Ethel. I psyched myself out. Pat on the back. Checking my show notes. Yeah, like, right. So, I wanted to explain a little bit. This is the podcast or whatever it is that I'm making right now that you're getting off of the vealchart.com feed. And you never know what you're going to get off of there. Our episode for Veal Chart Presents number 3 is about to come out. And I just wanted to do a little explanation about what the next Veal Chart Presents show is going to be. What had happened is me and Dave and a guy named Scott had collaborated on a story. So I write a sentence, you write a sentence, somebody else writes a sentence, and then you get a story. Well, I read that story, and then Dave-O took it and put some stuff in the background and put it together a little bit. And so that's what it is. And just so you know, that's coming out. And I just sort of wanted to catch up with you guys because it's been, well, forever since you've heard from me. And probably some of you new listeners have never heard from me, Chris, over at vealchart.com. And some people also call me Vealchart, and some people also call me Roland. And one of the people that calls me Vealchart is a guy, his name is El Nacho. He's got a website at elnacho.com. And, you know, I've been known to call his comment line and leave a voicemail or two occasionally. And just recently on his last show, by the way, his show is called Rambling Retard Rampage. And he really is a rambling retard who is, well, more or less on a rambling retard who is also on a rampage. No, but I wanted to play this for you. Watch, check this out. This is a comment I left for him. And, Nito, listen.
This is El Nacho's comment line, and that's no joke. We're not messing around here at the rambling retard rampage. I guarantee that you're going to flip things with your ears if you listen to rambling retard rampage. Yeah.
Vealchart.com.
Okay, that's got to be the coolest voicemail everywhere. That's got to be the coolest voicemail ever. I want you all to send voicemails exactly like that. Vealchart that rocked. Give me a high five. Oh.
Right back at you, buddy. Right back at you. High fives. High fives all around. Pat on the back. Pat on the back. Pat on the back. Good. All right, let's go. So, thank you for the kind words, Mr. Nacho. What else do I have in my bucket of tricks here? You know what I should do is a comment line show where I just play all the comments because, you know, here at the Flying Veal Chart Company, we have a comment line. So if you did feel like, if you felt so inclined, you could call the comment line at 206-20-CHART. That's 206-20-CHART. That's cool. And you could leave us a message there. So, why would you do that? Because then I'll get a comment from you that I'll have to play on a future show, but that always takes a really long time for me to get another show out. But I think I'll just start doing some comment line shows. And one of the comments that I got the other day was a bunch of people from, there's a podcast called Don and Drew. DonandDrew.com. And those guys have quite the following. There's a bunch of people that listen to that show that organized a get-together in Lexington, Kentucky. And I wanted to go, but I'm 32 hours driving time away. Excuse me. And so, because I wasn't able to go, I sent a picture of myself that is actually a character known as Roland, who's, well, he's my alter ego. And he got to go. So I should put some links on the vealchart.com site so you can check that out. You can see his pictures. They took my picture and pasted it onto an Austin Powers cardboard life-size figure and carried Roland around with them. They went to, let's see, where did they go? They went out to dinner. They went to an AC/DC cover band gig. They went to a gay bar. I guess I had a lot of Roland had a lot of fun there. And then yeah, wild and crazy times. Wild. Okay, so what else did I know? Or what else do I know about? I've got quite a few things that are, you know, need to be post-produced and sent out. But I think I'm just going to try to do some little quick short podcasts and not get people too excited about a real long show that you might get every day and have to keep up with. That's not what we're all about here at the Flying Veal Chart Company. We're all about things that are less organized and make sense to us only sometimes, and sorry about that. Now I'm rambling. What else? I did a podcast with my wife. Her name is Josie, and I'm not sure if I want to play some of that right here or not. You know what? I'm going to save that for another time. And then I also wanted to say thank yous to the Mo Show. Erin Mo is this girl who makes a podcast. Girl, young lady, woman, old lady. No, she's not old. It's hard to know what to call a female person. She's a female who makes a podcast over at themoshow.com, themoeshow, themoshow.com, and yeah, I was, she had actually, I had won some game that she had, and I won a mystery surprise. It was cool, and I wanted to thank her for supporting the Flying Veal Chart Company, and thank Mr. El Nacho, and thank, oh yeah, Naughty Karate. A couple of people in Brooklyn make a podcast called Naughty Karate, and it's not really a naughty or scandalous or X-rated podcast whatsoever, but they do make some cool stuff, And when they did episode number 28, I actually got to be on there. I did an interview with them, and it's pretty sweet. So head on over to Naughty Karate. Check out episode number 28, naughtykarate.com. Also, they make a video cast, and I've actually been known to make some video casts. And if you're subscribed to this feed, then I'm sure you've seen them before, because I never put the links for them on the website. Mental note. Let's see. Note to self. Update everything related to vealchart.com, including making more podcasts and sending out and delivering content more than once every 3 months. No, I always have stuff to put out, and then I sit down to do it, and then I'm retarded. So, you don't have to forgive me. Because I know our audience is only about... Well, if I go by the feed burner statistics, feed burner tells me that there are 9 people subscribed to vealchart.com podcast. And then on our Frapper map, because we do have a Frapper map, which you should check out, we've got about 42 people. So that's pretty sweet. And, but yeah, I don't really know how many listeners we have. I do get a lot of comments on our comment line from a guy's name is Oblivion. And he works with this gal who goes by the name of... This is actually his alter ego. He goes, works with this person. Her name is Blivette. And she had called us. Now, tell you real quick. Oblivion comes from a podcast called Eblo the Weblog. And if you wanted to find his podcast, you would go to eblotheweblog.com, which is eblotheweblog, eblotheweblog.com. And yeah, that guy's good. He's Oblivion. And he's one of the last sole surviving supporters of Vealchart that'll leave me comments nowadays, because I never actually play them on the show because I haven't got around to putting a show out. So, all that stuff, blah, 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 stuff. Okay. Oh, and by the way, a little note to the side about the people from the Lexington, Kentucky gathering that I went to, sort of. They did send a comment on the comment line, and I want to save that for another show, so I can kind of put parentheses around it and some stars, and like sort of kind of like showcase it a little bit and stuff. Oh, and I was trying to think of a nice logo for the show, and I think I came up with a good logo. I was going to try to do something like this. You guys send me an email at the email address here, vealchart@gmail.com. And be good. Yeah, if I got one email, that'd be good. Was I going with this? Oh, yeah. So I was trying to think of a slogan to promote. Well, not to promote, just to attach to the name. So here, check this out. Says like this: The Flying Vealchart Company. Wait, what am I gonna say? Okay. Hold on. What was that? The hell was I gonna say? Damn it! Flying Wheelchair Company, where happiness is life. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. Okay, I got it. Okay, I'm back. I remember now. The Flying Wheelchair Company, where life is good and stuff. Actually, no, you know what I was going to have it say is like this. The Flying Wheelchair Company, where life is good, dot, 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 and stuff. How do you like that? Is that already pretty alrighty? Pretty alrighty? Pretty alrighty? Pretty alrighty? Okay, so I got that out of my system. Okay, the last couple of things I wanted to say. Visit vealchart.com. Send an email to vealchart@gmail.com. Leave a comment line. Leave a comment at 206-20-CHART. We also have message boards at vealchart.com. You can go click on a thing. It's called, like, message boards. You can leave some messages. No, message boards are, you know, boards and stuff. Threads, stuff to read. Then you could, add yourself to the Frapper map. And that'd be pretty decent of you. Okay, so I wanted to just close. Excuse, please. I just wanted to close the show out with this voicemail that we got from Blivette. So here you go. Enjoy.
Hello, Flying Veal Chart Company. This is Blivette calling on behalf of eblowtheweblog.com. Founder and CEO Oblivion. I am his personal assistant, at least today. I'm calling from the office. Yes, I'm sorry, I'm not reading my script right. I'm calling from the office of Oblivion, CEO and founder of eblowtheweblog.com. We would just like to thank you for your Skype correspondence yesterday, February 1st, 2006. Mr. Oblivion would like for me to tell you that he really enjoyed the conversation and welcomes future correspondence and negotiations with the Flying Veal Chart Company. Would like to see perhaps some sort of alliance business arrangement. God, I did not take good notes on what he dictated. He's going to fire me if he ever hears this. Please, Mr. Chart, please do not let my boss know that I messed up this message. So if you have any questions or comments, feel free to get back to us at 206-FEW-EBLO. That's the official line for eblowtheweblog.com. Thank you. And good day.
Wow. Vealchart.com. The Flying Veal Chart Company. Where life is good. Dot, dot, dot. And stuff.